Accession number 13206, reel 5.
Revel Reel 5. Now, you've got in front of you a diary, or a copy of a diary which you kept in 1942 when you were making that voyage out to Gibraltar in the Cape Hawk. And I think you'd like to read out some extracts from it, please.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I suppose the best way is to start, so it was in February. And so up to the 15th of February, we were enjoying a nice trip at sea. In our convoy, there's only one other merchant vessel said to be carrying explosives and the escort of two corvettes. The weather hasn't been too bad, although the Atlantic has lived up to its reputation for roughness. Standing on the deck, it fascinates me to watch the huge seas breaking, carrying the boat many feet above the level of the trough. So far, I haven't felt any ill effects, but most of the other blokes have. The food has been exceptionally good and better than RAF cooking. The story goes that the cook was brought out of retirement for this trip. He works miracles in a tiny, cramped room that rejoices in the name of a galley, partly open to the weather. Many hours have I spent there spud bashing, but it was quite pleasant. The view as we left land behind us was well worth coming to see. The dawn breaking and the sun rising over Scotland was beautiful, leaving the sea a dull red in colour. At night, the phosphorescent sparkle of the sea is amazing. During one night, when she was rolling pretty badly, her engine stopped and she lay hove to at the mercy of the sea, but it was not long before she started again. The trouble was to do with a leaking fuel pipe, they say. I haven't regretted this trip, but if things develop as they seem they will, a lot of money, shipping space and time will be wasted, for popular opinion has it that we are going to Gib to assemble a small number of kites and are then coming back. However, we shall see. Time on board is spent in eating, drinking and sleeping. Some of the lads haven't been up for more than a day since we put out. One of the fellows has been particularly seasick and lost his false teeth over the side. Guards, cookhouse fatigues, etc. are done by the duty watch, and this works out at one day of duty in four. Spare time is spent playing cards or reading below decks. Each day a mileage sweep is run and some amazing figures are revealed at the end. We take it in turn to be mess orderly, and this means carrying the food from the galley to your messmates on the mess deck. This is an heroic task when she is performing that corkscrew movement, and many a medal has been won by lads carrying egg and bacon, porridge and coffee across a slippery deck in the poor light of an early morning so that the lads could have their breakfast. A canteen aboard does a roaring trade with cigarettes at 50 for one and eightpence, and biscuits, chocolate and sweets. The news is put up as a daily bulletin, and consternation at the news of the Scharnhorst, Gneisenau and Prince Eugen breaking out of Brest was registered. Singapore has fallen, so we won't be going there. A Sergeant Wireless Fitter from Henlow, who has previously been on ferry trips with hurricanes into the Med, reckons we will all be back home in 6 weeks, but I don't want to go back to Kirkham or Middlebollock. Among those sharing our accommodation are some Sergeant Pilots. Two of them share a wind-up gramophone and play a record of Stop Beating Around the Mulberry Bush at frequent intervals. One is an Aussie and his pal is from New Zealand. 21st of February. Got up at 4 a.m. to find that we had got to Gibraltar after 12 days at sea. The weather yesterday was lovely and the sun beautifully warm, the sea blue and dead smooth. We assembled trestles and unpacked tools, etc., to save time when we start. Last night the escort dropped depth charges nearby, but whether successfully or not, who knows. The weather today is lousy as it's rain and foggy. Still, thank God that we've arrived safely and now to work. The journey has been interesting, and so far I'm glad that I came. What little scenery I've seen seems quite nice, and the rock in summer must be very pretty. Went ashore and found that the use of English currency is illegal. Managed to get a pound change, though, and sent a cable home. The town is much the same as any English dock area, except for variations. The extraordinary little tobacco and sweet shops built into houses, the dozens of almost identical shops which sell perfumes and jewellery. Centred around one street, the town is scattered, and houses higher up the rock are reached by hundreds of steps and tortuous back alleys. Fruit and sweets, chocolate and cakes are plentiful. In fact, bread seems to be the only thing that is short. The crates have been unloaded, and soon we shall start work.